You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everyone. Jonathan Mayo, along with Jim Kallas from MLBPipeline.com. Here to talk about the Arizona Fall League, which is once again underway. All 30 major league organizations sending some intriguing prospects to get some more seasoning. Everyone knows about the Houston Astros farm system and their youth movement. It's what fueled them to the postseason this year. There is more on the way, including this group that is playing for the Glendale Desert Dogs. And Jim, I know the guy you want to talk about led the minor leagues in just about every offensive category.
That's exactly right, Jonathan. I think another guy who could be up in Houston in the very near future is A.J. Reed, who had a banner 2014 season in College of Kentucky. He won almost all the major college Player of the Year awards, led NCAA Division I in homers and slugging, and he won 12 games on the mound. He was a second-round pick, signed for $1.35 million, and had nobody had a better year in the minors this year, Jonathan, than he did. He led the minors in runs, homers, RBIs, total bases, slugging, ops. I've probably forgotten a couple categories. There were so many. He won the MVP award, the High Class A California League. He got promoted to AA and put up numbers just as impressive. This guy's all about left-handed power. It's legitimate left-handed power. He draws a lot of walks. He's a very patient approach. He's going to strike out some, but it's not excessive. I think he's going to hit for a solid average as well. I mean, it's a bat-only guy for the most part, which at first base is fine. And when you look at the problems that Houston had at first base this year, they didn't get a whole lot of production, although Chris Carter did have a nice postseason for them. I could see A.J. Reed, if he has a big fall league and he continues his progress in AAA next year, we could see him in Houston by the All-Star break.
I kind of looked back and thought about it, and it was a great year. The thing for me was just really excited to help two teams and, you know, make the playoff run in Corpus and, you know, help the team in Lancaster while I was there. And, it's just going out there and playing hard every day and playing your best. And, I just couldn't have asked for much more.
I think in any other system that doesn't have A.J. Reed, J.D. Davis probably would have made a few more headlines because of the numbers that he put up. He drove in over 100 runs. I don't care where you're playing, that's not an easy task. Now, all that does come with a bit of a caveat because he spent the entire year in the California League, and Houston's affiliate in Lancaster might be the best hitting park in all of minor league baseball. That's why what Reed did in AA really stands out. There are a couple things that Davis does need to work on. Facing more advanced pitching in the Arizona Fall League is certainly going to help him with that. He knows that he needs to refine his overall approach. A few too many strikeouts, not enough walks. He improved upon that a little bit as the year went on. He knows for him to make the leap up to the next level, while he continues to work on his defense at third base, he's going to need to do that if he wants to fit that profile of an everyday player at the hot corner in the big leagues.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.